Aidan, congratulations. It's an All-Ireland final, Hogan Cup final. Did you think at the start of this year that we would be having this conversation with that as the next thing on the horizon?
No, we never thought that far ahead. We knew we had a decent team, and we knew we had a chance of being in the mix in the Munster competitions and in the O'Sullivan Cup, and that's, we kind of just took baby steps along the way. We never ever mentioned about a Hogan Cup final, so we're delighted to be here, and we're in bonus territory now.
It's generally very hard to get consistency with young lads, you know, maybe from one game to the next, to try and keep the mind focused. Obviously, injuries are always going to be a concern. How do you keep the lads' feet on the ground?
We set mini targets along the way, and we kind of distract ourselves with just small little steps along the way, you know. And as you said, that we don't, I know it sounds like cliches and stuff, but we don't look any two steps in front of us, not even one step, really, to be honest. And set mini targets going to games and try and focus the minds that way, and try and distract ourselves. And we've had a few tight scares along the way, but the boys have come through. They're a resilient bunch, so we've been delighted with everything they've done this year. They've applied themselves unbelievably well, and they're getting rewards for the effort they put in. So hopefully now they'll go up to Cup Park and they'll enjoy the experience.
These are lads who've grown up in an era, a bit like maybe you, to a point where you could only progress if you won your cup in your province, and that's what you've done. These lads are probably used to seeing back doors and all of that. How do you get that, listen, this is a winner-take-all sort of an event, through to them?
Yeah, well, when you get to the quarterfinal stage, you know, like we went up to Rochestown to play the quarterfinal this year, and we had to travel, it was an away game really, we had to travel up 2 hours up the road, and like the last training session before we played that game, we said this wasn't going to be our last training session, that type of thing, and without over-emphasising it, because you don't want to create an atmosphere of anxiety and stuff like that, but the last thing, you know, in the All-Ireland semi-final, we said we're going to play the first half, like it's, game is only going to last 30 minutes, and we made a decision pretty early on after winning the County Brie that we weren't going to mention the World Cup Park at all, and we're just going to treat the next game as a championship game, and that's what we did, and luckily we came through.
As a spectacle, as an occasion, playing the green with the tradition, the history that they bring to this and to all football competitions, whereas Mount Hawke, a newer school, a newer kid on the block, so to speak, winning that Corneverry, what did that mean? And maybe talk me through the game and how the green wouldn't let you get away from them.
Yeah, like we knew, like going into the game, people were building us up that we were favourites and stuff like that, but we knew like a local derby in any sport is always tight, like, and there's always a different atmosphere in it. We felt we left a few chances behind us in the first half, and we felt that we probably should put away a few chances that they were there for us. But in fairness to Tralee CBS, they played extremely well, and like everyone knows, they have a massive tradition. And for us, we're a very different school to Tralee CBS. We're a co-ed school, so we have less than half of our pupil population, our boys, just under half of it. So whereas they're an all-boys school, and you're at a bit of a disadvantage there, you know. And in an all-boys school, like all the schools we're playing now up along the last few weeks, they're all-boys schools with 1,200 pupils in it. So we are at a disadvantage from that point of view. But going back to that occasion, it was brilliant for the town of Tralee. They think the town of Tralee needed it, because obviously a couple of clubs have slipped down into intermediate ranks. But I think, like, if you look at schools football, like, that's the breeding ground for footballers in the future, and the future is very, very bright for the town of Tralee football-wise.
The occasion for Naas in a semi-final, maybe talk me through that game, because that's what you now have to compare going into the final against OMA.
Yeah, well, Naas, like, were very successful in Leinster. They won a lot of Leinster titles, and they won the Hogan Cup 2 years ago. OMA are a different kettle of fish, obviously. OMA played Naas last year in the semi-final, and they destroyed them. And they, I think in the final and the semi-final, they kicked 10-30 in two games, 6-16 in the final. So they're a machine of an outfit. They're, as you said, a massive boys' school again, like 1,200 boys, I think. And I think they're 14 clubs represented on their squad, which is crazy when you think about it. And we go back to the fact that we're from the town of Tralee, and the team we beat in the Munster final are from Tralee as well. So your playing pool is halved automatically. And there's actually some very good footballers blowing the Gaeltacht as well. So from that point of view, we're up against it, you know, but we'll have a game plan, and we'll have worked on it, and we'll go into it just playing with freedom. Really, we've nothing to lose, and we'll have a cut off it.
Did you get to look at OMA's semi-final?
Yeah, we're lucky enough now. Technology, get your hands on games and stuff like that. We saw that game. Yeah, it was live on YouTube and from TG Carr. They won comfortably, and they won without their better players really playing well. To be honest, one of their top players had to come off very early in the second half. But they won by 8 or 9 points and without being really pushed, like, so they're very experienced. Obviously they've been there last year. I think 17 of the panel have won Croke Park last year, so it's going to be very new for us. We have to kind of navigate that. But as I said, like, we're there, and like, you can't win unless you're there, so we're looking forward to having a go off it. We're looking forward to the whole experience, and as I said, after the semi-final win, probably the best thing about it is we get to be together as a group for 3 more weeks, which is magical, really, because we've been on the go since September, and just the boys, they love being in a group setting, and they remember these days for a long time to come.
You have a lot of experience in the panel, unlike maybe some other schools with inter-county players, guys who've played at minor level for Kerry. How important is that, and that you have those leaders with you?
Yeah, well, it's important to play in front of big crowds. When you play in front of a big crowd for the first time, it's very different. Like, so the game we played against Tralee in the CBS and the Carnaby final, that'll stand us because there was a big crowd there. Obviously it's going to be up at another level in Croke Park, but yeah, it's fantastic to have lads of county experience, and obviously they grow from that, like, and they get confidence from it. Some of the guys that haven't played with Kerry underage have been flourishing this year as well, but like all on the other side of things, I think they have, when you get to this stage, there's the majority of players have played into county football. I think they've 11 or 12, something like that, and Mace were the same the last day, so every player's going at this level. But definitely playing in big games, you can't replicate it, and getting used to a crowd and getting used to just relaxing, it's a very, very important skill to master, so we're glad they had that experience behind them.
You mentioned the 3 week break now between the semi-final and the final. Have you any injury concerns that maybe that 3 week window will help overcome, and is it a case of wrapping the lads in cotton wool with county league games on?
No, to be honest with you, we have no injuries at the moment, thanks be to God. We're trying to navigate. We have boys involved in under 20 squads and minor squads, and like 3 weeks to be away from them is a long time too. In fairness to both of the managers, Wayne Quinlan and Tomás O'Shea, they would have left us off, but I actually released the boys back to train this week, more or less with them, 1 day with us and 2 days with them, and then after that we'll have them. So they won't be playing county league, obviously. We have under 17 schools football going on here as well, so I think they're qualifying next week. We've a bit of an overlap there too, so like that's the nature of schools football. There's all this other stuff going on, and it's been that way since the start of the year. We started off, we had the likes of Owen Ferris and Noel Collins involved in junior championships, and then we had the boys involved in minor championships and so on. You kind of have to just try to keep them fresh and balance it, and know when they're doing too much and know when you can push them on a bit.
We always hear a modesty from GAA managers and coaches when asked about what success or what the victory might mean to them compared to maybe professional managers in the Premier League. So maybe if you put the modesty aside, what would it mean to you to win this?
It'd be brilliant. It's unique. Like, it's very pure football. You're dealing with kids or young men that are, you know, they're very impressionable, and it's the biggest day of their lives. Like, so, there's a lot at stake, but like winning, it's very, very similar to your club. Like, I've been involved in my own club team before, and that's magical. And this is probably the closest thing you get to it, because some of these guys have been in primary school together since they're 4 or 5, and they're club mates, and some of them are cousins, some are brothers. So you have that kind of, it's more of an intimacy to it, like, you know, and than an inter-county setup. But like, I suppose it's probably very similar to winning an All-Ireland club title, like senior club title. It's probably the equivalent of that when the boys are 17 and 18. So winning something like that, they say it's the toughest, like, that's the slogan they have out there for it, but it will be magical. We won't deny that, but won't get carried away either. We're a long ways from winning it, so we have a massive task ahead of us, you know, but if we do win it, I won't lie, it'd be magical.